Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, December 3rd. There's a snow squall warning for the Bruce Peninsula this afternoon through Wednesday night. We could get up to 30 centimeters of snow. Time now for our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways range from partly snow-covered to bare. Visibility is listed as mainly good throughout Grey Bruce, although it is listed as fair around Owen Sound and Chatsworth, and fair around Erin Eldersley and Saugeen Shores. Conditions are expected to change on the Bruce Peninsula. Highway 6 has reopened north of Hepworth after a two-vehicle collision this morning. Grey Bruce OPP, South Bruce Peninsula firefighters, and Bruce County paramedics responded to the collision. Four people involved in the crash were transported by ambulance to local hospitals, with one being flown to a trauma center with non-life-threatening injuries. As a result of an OPP investigation, an 85-year-old from New Hamburg was charged with careless driving. The Nickel Family Foundation has committed $1 million to the Kincardine Hospital. The family is donating the money in memory of Dr. Donald Arthur Douglas Milne. The money will go towards the Dr. D.A.D. Milne Laboratory, which will be built as part of the hospital's redevelopment. Dr. Milne moved to Kincardine in 1955 and practiced in town until 1981. Blue Mountain Resort is gearing up for what it is anticipating to be a great ski season. Manager of Public Relations Tara Lovell says nature is cooperating in producing snow ahead of the planned December 12th opening date.
We've seen over 30 centimeters of natural snowfall just in the last few days. And I know that there have been snowmaking conditions consistently for a few days for our snowmaking team.
Lovell says they also have several events planned for this year and other activities, including tubing and riding down the mountain in a cart. A report from Ontario's Auditor General touched on a number of topics today. Among them was the decision to prohibit supervised consumption sites within 200 meters of schools and childcare centres. The report says that decision was made without proper planning, impact analysis, or public consultation. And the report also finds the redevelopment of Ontario Place has skyrocketed to $2.2 billion. Auditor General Shelley Spence says that's well up from the 2019 projection of $424 million. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 45 points to 25,635. The Dow Jones is down 76 points. Our dollar is trading at 71.1 U.S. cents, down 12 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $69.94, up $1.84 a barrel. In sports, 10 games in the NHL tonight, 5 Canadian teams in action. Montreal plays at home against the New York Islanders. Vancouver, Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton also have games. Tomorrow, the Atlantic Division leading Toronto Maple Leafs host the Nashville Predators. In the Professional Women's Hockey League tonight, the Toronto Scepters play at home against the Ottawa Charge. That's underway at 7. One game in the OHL, the Kitchener Rangers go against the Brantford Bulldogs. Tomorrow, the Owen Sound Attack are in London to face the Knights. London's on an 18-game winning streak, while the Attack have dropped back-to-back games. You can hear the Attack take on the Knights live on Kia of Owen Sound, Terry's Trailer Service, Bear Radio. And in the NBA, the Raptors play at home against the Indiana Pacers. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, there's a snow squall warning for the Bruce Peninsula this afternoon through Wednesday night. Could get up to 30 centimeters of snow. Elsewhere, flurries and possible blowing snow tonight, a low of minus 5, the wind chill minus 14. Wednesday, snow and a risk of squalls, windy and a high of 0. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.